Hello, this is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, bringing you a special program of For the Birds. We're here at the National Audubon Society camp on Hog Island near Bremen, Maine. And that call you just heard was one of the resident ospreys here on the island. You can also hear the sound of the tide coming in here on Muskongas Bay. It's a beautiful Maine island and a beautiful bay. The water is always on the move. And we're here doing a week of volunteer work, building and painting and repairing. We're broadcasting from very near to the nest of a resident osprey pair named Rachel and Steve, who are incubating 3 eggs. And this is really neat. You, back home in Wayne County and Sullivan County, can see this nest and the birds live via a webcam. You can view it at www.explore.org. Click on Live Cams and then on the osprey picture. Our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society here has a long and special relationship with Hog Island. For over 2 decades, we have been awarding environmental camp scholarships to young people from our area to attend the camp here. Many of these youths have gone on to excellent careers in various environmental fields after their camping experiences here at Hog Island. These scholarships have been made possible by funds that we raise through our annual Art and Craft Festival, which is always held in July. This year it will be on July 19th and 20th. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can visit www.audubonfestival.com.
Okay, back to our ospreys. Rachel and Steve have a large nest on a specially designed nest platform. They build conspicuous stick nests, often over or near water. Nests on artificial platforms, especially in a pair's first season, are relatively small. They're less than 2 feet in diameter and 3 to 6 inches deep. But after generations of adding to the nest year after year, ospreys can end up with nests 10 to 13 feet deep and 3 to 6 feet in diameter, easily big enough for a human to sit in. These Hog Island ospreys have recently laid 3 eggs, which they'll incubate for about 36 to 42 days, the male and female taking turns sitting on the nest. Osprey eggs don't hatch all at once. Rather, the first chick emerges up to 5 days before the last one. The older hatchling dominates its younger siblings and can monopolize the food brought by the parents. Ospreys are very large, distinctively shaped hawks. Despite their size, their bodies are slender, with long, narrow wings and long legs. They fly with a marked kink in their wings, making an M shape when seen from below. They're unique among North American raptors for their diet of live fish and their ability to dive into water to catch them. They're brown above and white below, and if you look at the webcam that Pat mentioned before, you can get a really, really good idea of how pretty they are and their markings. They search for fish by flying on steady wing beats and bowed wings or circling high in the sky over relatively shallow water. They often hover briefly before diving, feet first, to grab a fish. You can often clearly see an osprey's catch in its talons as the bird carries it back to a nest or perch. And listen to this, fishermen. Ospreys are excellent anglers. Over several studies, ospreys caught fish at least 1 in every 4 dives, with success rates sometimes as high as 70%. The average time they spent hunting before making a catch was about 12 minutes. Something to think about the next time you throw your line in the water.
Ospreys are a wonderful conservation success story. Their numbers crashed in the early 1950s to 70s when pesticides poisoned the birds and thinned their eggshells. Along the coast between New York City and Boston, for example, about 90% of breeding pairs disappeared. Osprey studies provided key support for wider legal arguments against the use of persistent pesticides. After the 1972 United States ban on DDT, populations rebounded and the osprey became a conservation success symbol. We hope you'll be on the lookout for these large birds as they soar and dive and stand on those huge stick nests. For Farm and Country, this has been Jim and Pat Sanders from Hog Island in Maine.